a moida. Before we said that by a korban tzibur, even Rabbi Yeshua is moida. That even though the basar is tameh, still you're allowed to make this zrikas adam. His Rabbi Yeshua only says that by a korban tzibur, not by a korban yochid, not by a korban tzibur. So you can't say here Rabbi Yossi says he likes Rabbi Lezer's pshat by a korban tzibur, because by a korban tzibur Rabbi Yeshua doesn't love you. So what's pshat in this Rabbi Yossi that he says he likes both of them? Elo, the pshat is like this. Royani divrei Rabbi Lezer b'dieved. He meant to say that b'dieved, even by a korban yochid, if you lost the dam, if the bossa became tummy, you should know if you make this rikas adam, b'dieved avad was kosher. B'dieved he holds like Rabbi Lezer. But b'divrei b'shul l'chatchila, that's what he meant to say. But metchila though, if you don't have any bossa around, you should not make this rikas adam. Shrek v'yomara, d'yeved. If you want to say that Rabbi Yossi is holding like Rabbi Lezer b'dieved, afilu Rabbi Yeshua nami moida. We said before, no, Rabbi Yeshua is also moida, but the Yevid is good. Who? The Katoni moida Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Zara Kurtza. We asked before that Rabbi Yeshua himself is moida. Rabbi Yeshua himself only says that matchilo. If there's no meat around, you're not allowed to make this Rigas Adam. But lo yitzri, but the Yevid, you went and didn't make this Rigas Adam. Even Rabbi Yeshua is moida, im Zara Kurtza. So you can't say, I hold like Rabbi Lezer in that prat, because even Rabbi Yeshua holds like that prat. Tzorak Hutza. Ha betum, empty Gemara, no. Ha betum, ha beyovit. Visorach. We'll go back to the first parish then. One, where do they say he likes Reb Lez's pshat betum? If the meat is around, just the meat became tamein, then he likes Reb Lez's pshat that he'll to make his rikas adam. Ha beyovit visorach. But when the meat of the korban got lost or got burnt up, it's not around, then he likes the Yeshua's pshat. Kika taught him moida Reb Yeshua. When do we say Yeshua's moida? Shem Zorak Hutza benitma. When does Reb Yeshua say that it's good if you make this rika only where the bus was around, but the bus became tummy? So for the Eved then, echveis the tzitzis maratza, for the Eved it's good. Avo b'yavid v'saraf loy, but avid v'saraf no. If the meat got lost or got burnt up, it's not around, then Reb Yeshua shiter is, that even if you make this rika tadam, the carbon is possible. Since there's no meat around at all, then it's possible. So ki kam Reb Yossi, royani aviv Reb Lezer for the Eved. Now it's good, Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, I hold like Reb Lezer shita that the Yevid is kosher. What do you mean only according to Reb Lezer is kosher and not according to Reb Yeshua? The Yevid v'sorif. In a case where the meat got burnt up or got lost. Where it got burnt up or lost. Here, according to Reb Lezer, the korban is kosher. But according to Reb Yeshua, the korban is posel. So it's good, Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says that he likes Reb Lezer's pshat that where the meat got burnt up and lost, but the Yevid still is kosher. That was trying Reb Yossi. He's not holding like both of them together. He's only saying that I like Reb Lezer's pshat where the meat got burnt up. Right. So that's the Mishnah. Nitma basar v'chel of kain. Usually after the korban, you make this rikas adam, there are two things left over. There's the meat that the kohanim eat, and there's the chel you're supposed to put on the mizbeach to burn it. Now, nitma bas, let's say the meat became tamid. This is by a korban pesach. If the meat became tamim, the chel of kayim, and the chel was kayim, and you didn't make this rikas adam yet, has Yoni made the shchita, and now you took out, you saw the meat and the chel, and the meat became tamim by korban pesach, is alocha ein ezorik es adam. You're not allowed to make this rikas adam, because by korban pesach, the ikur of the korban is to eat the meat. And if the meat is tamim here, then you're not allowed to eat the meat, therefore you can't make this rikas adam. What about nitma chel? Let's just say the fat became tamim, of a viabosa kayim, but the meat of the korban pesach is still Torah, still kosher, then zorek es adam. Then you're allowed to make this rikas adam, because make this rikas adam, and you still have the meat to eat. So even according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is kosher. Because kafot, there's some meat kayim, you're allowed to eat this meat. Over mukdashim, but by other kabonis, not by korban pesach, ain't of kain. You don't have the same halacha. Elo, by other kabonis, it's like this. Afal pisha nitma boser, even in the case where the meat became tamein, v'achel of kayim, as you made this shchita on this korban chatis, and they start to take out the fats and the meat. Now the meat became tamei, but the fats are tor. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're still allowed to make this rikas adam. Zerik es adam. Why? Because for the other korbanos, the yikir is not the achilas abosam. The yikir is this rikas adam. Just Rabbi Yeshua says, exeras akosiv, the asiser lasech abosav yadam. It's only kosher if there's some boser. Boser can mean either achilas kahanim, or else achilas mizbeach. So as long as there's some fat left over that you can put on the mizbeach, it's still called the kosher carbon, and you're allowed to make this rikas adam. He's the ratio only says by carbon pesach, In a case where the meat became tame, then you're not allowed to make this rikas adam. Like Rashi says, now fidlu Reb Lezer, the ikar pesach leachilas adam kosi. The ikar of a korban pesach is to be able to eat the meat. And if the meat became tame, you're not allowed to bring the korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. He says, no, but even by Korban Pesach, you should know if you made this Rikas Adam, even in the case where the meat became tummy, and we know now this person is not allowed to eat the meat, still, if the Kohen made, or the Kohen made this Rikas Adam, it's Hurza. He was Mekayim Mischayvas Pesach Zakrashi, Upotim Alasas Pesach Sheni. He does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Even though he can't eat the meat by the first night, still he's Yotzis Chayv. Why? I bought bina and achila. The ikki is fed up a carbon pesach is teeth to meat. And achila, and he can't eat it here. The meat is tummy. And for the Gemara, we have gidl holds achila loy makva. He also know eating of the carbon pesach is not makiv. Rashi loy makva kapor b'dievin. That you are yotz your carbon pesach even though you can't eat the meat. For the Gemara, I bought siv. It says in the posik, ish lefiyoch loy, that every person has to eat it. And the Gemara LeMitzvah, it's only, it's a mitzvah to eat from the Korban. But if you don't eat from the Korban Pesach, according to Rav Gidol, you're still Makan the Choyves Korban Pesach. For the Gemara LeAkiv Loy, is that true? That even if you don't eat, still you eat to the mitzvah? For Atanya, we learned before, with Dashna Posek V'michsas, you have to have the Korban for Limnuya. If you own it, if you are appointed for this Korban beforehand. Malamud teaches from this word, Sheina Pesach Nishrat, you only let it be a Korban Pesach, El Limnuya. Only if the people were appointed owned it from before the Shechita. Yochel, I would think, Shochdush Lelemnuyav. Let's say whoever Shech the Korban has in mind for some people that didn't own this Korban. So I would think, Yehei, Koivra La Mitzvah, stand to doing something wrong. They didn't listen to the Mitzvah. Of the kosher, maybe the Korban is still kosher. Talmud Leiman, no, the Potter says a second time, Ish Lefi Ochlei Techaisu. The first and the second time, that you only can have the Korban Pesach the Chayso from people that were counted, were appointed, owned this Korban beforehand. Is Akosiv Shino Olav Lakiv. The Pesach says it two times that you have to own the Korban Pesach. Lakiv, to teach me that if you shech the Korban for somebody that does not own this Korban, that's a pasus in the Korban. And the Iskish, the Gemara before on Tav and Nishchat said, we make a Hekish, Oichlen Lemluyav. That the same way you've shech the Korban for some people that can't eat the Korban is pasul. So you see clearly that this likuva, you have to be able to eat from the carbon. If the, whoever shechs the carbon has in mind only for five people that can't eat, they're sick, they can't eat from the carbon is puzzle. So you see likuva, you have to be able to eat from the carbon. So how could Rav Gidol say no, even though you don't eat from the carbon, it's tamei, still you eat to the mitzvah? So the Mara, El Rav, the Yom Krebi Nosin. That the Rav Gidol Om Rav, he said, oh, name a Rav, Rav holds like Rav Nosin Shita. Staka machoike staka. The Yomer Rav Nosson knows Achilas Psokim Loi Matfim. That's Rav Nosson Shita. Avadi, there are Rabbonim that argue. The Gemara's before all argued and says, no, you only eat to the mitzvah's korban if you eat the meat. That's why if you shecht it for people that can't eat it, the korban is possible. But Rav Nosson argues. And Rav here goes according to Rav Nosson. For the Gemara, hi Rav Nosson, where's this Rav Nosson that says the Achilas not Matfim? Elaim, if you want to tell me, ho Rav Nosson, is this Rav Nosson at Tanya? We learned like this. Rabbi Nosson Noimir, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Yotzim Pesach Echad. How do I know that it could be that with one Korban Pesach, the whole Klai Yisrael is Yotzim? How do I know that? You know, if everybody made this Korban, this person, the Shliach, to make the Tashechtet for us, and we all own it, we all have a Shutfas in it, we're all Yotzim the Mitzvah. Talmud Lehman, the Postik says, V'shochatu Oysoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Aboyim. For the Gemara, V'chi Kol HaKol Shechtin, does every single person have to shech the korban? Only one person shechs for a few people. What do you mean? Everybody has to shech? Ela malamed, it's a chiddush from this pasuk. Shekol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad. It's possible that the whole Klai Yisrael could be yotzim with just one korban. Now what's the kash here? If the whole Klai Yisrael only brought one korban, could everybody eat a kazayis meat? No. There's not enough kazayisim in one korban to feed thousands, millions, thousands and thousands of Yidden. So, how could everybody be yotzei the Korban Pesach? Elamai Yitzirai, Reb Nosson knows, you do not have to eat from the Korban Pesach. So even though there'll be thousands of people that don't get any meat to eat here, so what? since everybody made a shliach, everybody owned this korban, and they made a shliach to shecht for them, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, the mitzvah is that the korban should be geshochten for you, and not tea to meat. So it's a rai, that's Rav Nosson Shita. Mura says, no. Dil mashani hosam. I'll tell you a different svarim. Even though lamaisi, not everybody could eat, but we don't know who to push off. Everybody could say, hosam di mamshchehani. If these people will put go away and say, we don't want this korban, it's choslahani. Then we give the meat to eat the rest of the people. V'mamshchehani, and you keep on going with that. Everybody could say, but if the other people wouldn't be here, I would have got to eat. It's choslahani. So therefore, this korban, really, there is meat here that really should be eaten by people. Which people? Everybody could say, I'm the one that's going to eat and you're not going to eat. So since it's possible that you could have got the meat to eat, even though the mice, you're not getting the meat to eat, that's enough. But if you, by our Mishnah, where we're saying now the meat is tomei, that nobody's allowed to eat it, maybe there it's no good. So for now, Mishnah wouldn't have a raya. When the meat is tomei, nobody could eat, maybe here it's no good. So Mara says, Ella hai Reb Nosson, it's another Reb Nosson. The Tani, we learned like this. Nimnu olav chaburachas. 10 people bought a korban pesach together. It's their korban now. V'chazru v'nimnu olav chabur acheres. And then they included another 10 people. Another chabur also became shutzfit with the same korban pesach. Is alacha. And there's only enough meat here to feed 10 people. That's all. So we say, Rishoinim sheishdam kezayis. The first 10 people that have enough kezayis meat here. Oichlan upturim. Melasas pesach sheini. They shecht this korban. And they eat the meat. And they mekayim their mitzvah. They don't have to make a korban pesach sheini. Of Achroinim, the second 10 people. Shein lem kezayis. It could be more. It could be 100 and 100. But the second chabura, there's not enough meat for them to eat. So Tanakam holds ein oichlim. Since they can't eat the meat, v'chayovim lasas pesach sheni. Therefore, they're mechuyiv to make a pesach sheni. Now that this Tana holds that the ikra of the korban is teat the meat. And if you don't get a kezayis meat to eat, you're not mekayim the mitzvah pesach rishon. You have to make a pesach sheni. Rabbi Nosson oime. What's Rabbi Nosson Shita know? Both of them are potter for making a Pesach Sheni. Why? Because I call upon them since the second Chabura owned this Korban, they were mishkatef in the Korban, and the Shchita was done for them also, since the Shchita was done is kosher. So you see clearly, according to Rav Nosson, the Iker is to have a Shchita that the Korban was brought, even though you have no meat, it still is kosher. The more no, Akati, maybe it still is different. Dil Mashani Hosom, the Mim Shchihani Chosilahani. Still it's a svarim. If the first 10 would go away and not eat, there would be meat left over for the second 10. So even though Lamais, the second 10, does not get any meat to eat, but there was a possibility for them to get it. So maybe that's enough. Mashenke and Bayos, where the meat is tomei, nobody could eat it. Maybe there it's no good. So the more no. In Cain, listen, Rav Nosson should have said that. He should have ended off the Bryce and say, Hoy l'ruy limshach. He should have said, since they're roy to go off, the first 10 could have went away and the last 10 could eat it. My shekva nizra kadam. Why does Rav Nosson say in the Brisa? The reason why he says this kosher is because they already made the zrikas adam. Shema mina bedam tal yemilsa. We see clearly Rav Nosson's svar is as long as they made the zrikas adam, they shechted the korban pesach for you, even though there's not enough meat for you to get, still it's kosher. Tal yemilsa. Avol achila lay matvi, but achila is not makiv. So the kids say Rav holds like Rav Nosson. This is the Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson Shitri is Achilas Korban Pesach is not Makiv. What's Makiv is just to make the Zrika. So that's what Rav holds also. But Frat Gemara, good. There's such a Rav Nosson number. My Duchka the Rav Lamukim at Lo Matvisin Lechatchila. For Rav Nosson, why did Rav have to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson? Because our Mishnah says what? Our Mishnah says if the meat became Tomei, you're not allowed to make the Zrika Zadam. So why did Rav have to say the Mishnah just means that Matkila don't do it? But the Eved, if you made this Rikas kosher, who is Rav to say that's Pshan our Mishnah? Maybe our Mishnah goes not like Rav Nosson, and our Mishnah means even if the Eved is kosher, it's possible. Even if you make this Rikas Adam, still the korban is no good. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. For our filu the Eved namiloi. Our Mishnah says clearly, nit mebos of a chel of kaim ain a zorek as adam. Maybe it means even with the Yevon, if you make this recon, still the korban is possum. He's had it Rav, no, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson. And for the Gemara, Rav, Masis and Keshisa, yes, Rav knew from now Mishnah. Rav had a kasha from now Mishnah. Amai Tony, how come our Mishnah just says, ain zorek as adam? What does our Mishnah say? Nit mebos of the meat became tomei, even though the chel of kaim ain a zorek as adam. That's all it says in Lashon. The Mishnah just says, don't make us rikas adam. Listen, apostle. Why didn't the Mishnah say stronger? The Mishnah should have said the Korban Pesach is posel. Why didn't it say posel? El Shemamina Tzarayah from our Mishnah Ein Zorik Zatchila. All the Mishnah means is that Metchila, if you ask us, will tell you, don't make this Rikas Adam. Since the meat is tummy, and you're not going to be able to eat it, so don't make this Rikas here, rather make another Korban that you will be able to eat the meat. Of Abu the Yevit, if the person didn't listen and went ahead and made this Rikas Adam, Shapadomi. So that's Rav Dik for now, Mishnah. The Mishnah just says, ain't a Zerik, but if you did do it, it's kosher. Why? Because our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson. Tretti Gemara. Ule Rav Nosson, Ishta fi ochloi lomuli. Of his zoi, what's Pshat Hazard? What does Rav Nosson do with the Posik? Either Posik says you have to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, and we say if you shech the Korban, I'll manas that the five people are choylem, can't eat. The Korban is Posol. Why is the Posol according to Rav Nosson? You don't have to eat. And for the Gemara, the being in Gavra the Chazil Achila, that Rav Nosson is murdered to the posse. The person has to be a person that's royal to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, even though the meat is tummy and you can't eat it, still the Korban is kosher. But if you're a person that's a sick person and you can't eat the meat, then the Korban is posel. Hey, the posse is saying, Ishta Fiyoko Techoisoin, who can you make the Korban Pesach for? Only for people that they are royal to eat. Even though the meat you cannot eat, even though the meat is tummy. That's Rav Nosson's Svarim. So if the people are not royitid, they're a choylim, and echnami, the korban is posel. But if the person is royitid, just the meat is tameh, it's still kosher. So the Mormon Tanel Hodotan Rabbon, who's the Tanel of this brisa? It says, Shochatul Yoichlov. They shechted the korban amanas, the people could eat it. That the 10 people in the Chabura, 5 were sick and 5 were not, so they shechted amanas, the people, the 5 that could eat. Of a bizarre kudomishol yoichlov. Of a shaz rikom, he had in mind only the 5 people that can't eat. Is our Pesach Atzma kosher? The Loch Riz is Pesach still kosher. The Yadim Yotzeboy Dechabosai. And you also Yotz Yechai, we don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Is the Chura Kaman, who does this go like? Name Rav Nosson. The Chura goes like Rav Nosson. Because we said what? Even though you're making this Rik of Shleil Eichlov, still the Korban is possible. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? So the Mar, Veloy Rabbonin, not like Rabbonin. The Mar says no. Afilu Tem Rabbonin, even if it goes according to Rabbonin, still it's kosher here. Why? And Mashcheves Eichlem is Rik. Now I'll tell you the Yisoid, that if you have in mind B'shash you do the Avodah for people that can't eat, that's only possible B'shash Shchita. Because the Pasuk says, Ishlef Yochloi Techoisu, and Techoisu means Shchita. So only B'shash Shchita, if you think in mind, to shech for the people that can't eat, that's when you pass for the Korban. But if you have this Machshava, B'shash Zrika, there's no Psul, even according to Rabbanan. B'shash Zrika, you don't have the Psul. The Pasuk says, Ishlef Yochloi Techoisu, only B'shash Shchita, not B'shash Zrika. The Mara Man Tanu Horatur Rabbonin. Who is the Tanu of this Brisa? Harei Shoyecholim. If somebody was sick, Bishash Chitim. Bishash the Shechta the Korban, the person was sick, he wasn't able to eat the meat. Vicholim Bishash Rika. But he got well, he was healthy again, Bishash Rika. Now he could eat the meat. Or the other way. Cholim Bishash Chitim. He was healthy, Bishash the Shechta the Korban. Vicholim Bishash Rika. He got very sick, Bishash Rika. Now he's not ready to eat the meat. He is Alocha Ein Shechtim Zerchen Olov. You're not allowed to shecht or throw the, make the Zrika on this person. Achi Echolim Ishashchita Achaz Zrika. Until the person is a healthy person, that the person himself is royal to eat meat from the time of the Shechita until the end of the Zrika. He is the Chura Kaman, name of Rabbanan of Lurab Rab Nosson. Chura only goes according to Rabbanan that holds. You have to be able to eat the meat of the Korban. But according to Rab Nosson, since you don't have to eat the meat, maybe even if you're not royal to eat the meat, also is kosher. That's the Havaminim. The Murno, like we said before. Ah, Filo Tamer Rav Nosson. This Brisa could even go according to Rav Nosson, like we said before. Gavra de Chazil Achilabinon. Rav Nosson says, even though he holds up the meat is tummy and you can't eat it, still it's kosher. That's only because the person has to be royal to eat. But if the person is a choyl and can't eat the meat, that's a pasless. That's the Pasuk says. Ishla fi ochla techoisum. You have to be able to eat the meat. So here, if you were sick, B'shaz Rika, that's no good. You yourself have to be able to eat the meat from the time of the Shechita until the time of the Zrika. If he got sick later, then since B'shaz Shechita, the korban was kosher, Avadi Yoytza the Mitzvah. So the more man, Tanu, Hora, Tanu, Rabban, who's the Tanu of this Braitza? Shochatu v'tayra. They shechted it when you were Torah. The meat was Torah. V'yachakach nitmu ha-bailam. Or then the bailam became Tomei. His alocha Yizrei Kadam. You're still allowed to bring the korban is still kosher. Yizrek Adam B'tayri, let him make this Rika. V'yal Yoichu Bosa B'tumim. But the person, the Bailam, is not allowed to eat the meat since he's tummy. Is the Churik Kaman, who does this go like? Amar Reb Leza, Bach Loikish Shnuy of Reb Nosni, Enech Nami. This is all in the Mach Loikis. The year we see clearly, that the person became tummy before zrika. So we know clearly this person is not allowed to eat the meat. Still we say you can make this zrika, and his yotze is mitzvah korban pesach. I, according to the Rabbanan, you're not yotze mitzvah korban pesach unless you eat the meat. And here you can't eat the meat. So this only goes according to Rab Nosson, and not according to Rabbanan. Rab Nosson knows that even though you can't eat the meat, still you yotze mitzvah korban. Rabbi Yechon says, I feel tame Rabbanan. I'll tell you maybe the team goes according to Rabbanan. Hocha of Ayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? The tzibur. We're talking about the tzibur became tummy. The afilo betumanami avdi. That is, what's the case here? They shechted the korban pesach, you were tor. The yachakach nitmu. It means, like Rashi says, the nosi of Klal Yisrael died. That everybody went to be Isaac in his levaya. So rov tzibur became tummy. So now that the Bailam became tummy, since the Bailam rov tzibur is tummy, the locher is, you could bring the korban betumah, and you're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. The only korban that you're allowed to eat the meat betum is a korban pesach. So Mel, this brisa could even go according to Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan say the ikur with the korban is to eat the meat, and here the person became tummy, but he's allowed to eat the meat at night. Why? Because rov tzibur became tummy. When rov tzibur became tummy, then you're even allowed to eat the meat of a korban pesach. Fred Gemara, Ibet tzibur, amayena bosa necha betumah. Obazoi, why can't you eat the meat? The Torah says, gzera, shem yitmu abaylam liachas rika. We're afraid maybe the Bailam will become Tomei after Zrika. In other words, Midiraisa really you're allowed to eat the meat. That's why the korban is kosher. But Midirabonin though you're not allowed to eat the meat. And it's Xerah. What's Xerah? Because we're afraid maybe next year there'll be another case that the Shah Shchita and Zrika, everybody was torn. That's called the korban was brought Bataira. And then later in the afternoon the people became Tomei. So in such a case, even though Rov Tziba became Tomei, they're not allowed to eat the meat at night. Because that's not called the korban that's brought betumah. A korban's brought means b'shasta b'avodah, b'shasta shrit and the zrika. See if it's like this year was good, rov tzibur was tamei b'shas zrika. So it's called the korban was brought betumah, then taka really with the rice you'll eat the meat at night. But we make a gzera, maybe next year is that b'shas shrit and zrika everybody was tor. They first became tamei later. And in that case, the korban was brought betaira, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The Yomru, people say, Ishtaket last year, learn Nitzmanu, weren't we all Tanei? We achalnu, and we ate the meat. Sahashta, this year also, Nami Nechel, let's also eat the meat tonight, even though we're all Tanei. But Vilayadi, people will know, the Ishtaket last year, Ki is Dorek Dam, Vishasta Zrika, Vishasta Kayim was doing the Avoidam, Bailam Temeim Heve. The Bailam Rove Sibu was Tanei ready. So consider the korban is being brought Betumah. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat Betumah. Abahashta, this year, buy them term heavy. This year, we're talking about such a case that everybody was tor, even b'shas rikam. They only became tumah later on in the afternoon. So that's called the korban was brought by Tyra, and in such a case, you're not allowed to eat the meat at night. Therefore, they made exera, even in the case we're allowed to, other case you're not allowed to. Tomorrow, boy, you say another teretz. That's the original kasha. How come Ra says now, Mishnah?